Praise the Lord. It's my distinct privilege tonight to introduce to you Reverend Spyros Vulgaris, who is here from Greece. He came in 2004, I believe, to the Rhema campus, and he had a number of young people with him, and I remember watching him when I was working in the dean's office there, and I watched how he watched over those young people. And then one day he asked Miss Leah and I to come over for lunch. And so I tried to eat slow because I found out as soon as something disappeared from my plate, he would put more food on there. And I told him when dessert came, he said, "You want dessert?" I said, "Yes, just a small piece." So he gave me a double-sized piece. There is nothing small in Brother Spyros thinking. And so one of the things that I noticed about that was different about Brother Spyros was that at night, in the evening, he would be walking. I don't know how where all he went, but he had this course that he had, that he walked. He was praying all the time. And there were times when we'd be leaving or coming through or something, and we'd see him and stop and interrupt him in his praying. And he's thanked me many times since then for interrupting his prayers. But he reminds me. He never forgets. But he graduated in 2006 from the two-year program, 2007 from the third-year pastoral program. In 2010, he started Rhema Greece, and in 2015, Rhema Thessalonica. I mean, isn't it interesting? You can look in your Bible. You've got 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, but you know, now more is being deposited into the Thessalonian people. Isn't that something? And so we are excited to hear what is happening. Of course, you know, Greece has been in the news a lot. But I want to tell you something. We haven't heard the whole story. And so tonight, how many of you are ready to hear the rest of the story? Praise the Lord. So Brother Vulgaris, come. And we want to welcome you and to have your freedom. It is a great pleasure to have you here tonight. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah. God's a good God. Amen. I came to stay in America 2004. I didn't know English, and I had to learn English. Till the first Sunday I heard my pastor preaching. Then I discovered that I have to learn Texan too. Hallelujah. And now for you, you know English, you know Texan, you're going to learn Greeklish. So I'm praying for God's favor, like to find favor so he can give me the right words exactly, because I'm still dealing with English. I'm looking to find time. I'm working 16 to 18 hours per day. I'm looking to find time so I can separate myself to learn English, but one day will come, and this day I wish to be soon. Amen? I want to start by giving glory 100% to God for the open door here. All the glory and all the credits to my God. And I thank also my pastors that they trusted me by giving me the pulpit and share things for... I still don't believe. I said to Mariana, what did you do to me? You know, and still, because I'm anxious, because, man, I'm looking good. You know, I was in a camera. While I was here, I was a camera guy. And I was working in that camera after some time. And really, I like and appreciate what they do, the guys in the cameras. And thank God. So I give all the credits to God for that. Amen? Amen? And my pastors, I love so much my pastors, very much. And I remember, because it's the first Sunday, I think, for the students came for the Bible school. I remember to come in the Bible school, Rhema, Bible Training Center back then, was a 10-year dream for me. It was not easy. It was a desire. I was expecting God to answer. I was praying and I was expecting God to answer because I wanted to go and, you know, equip myself more with His word. And it seems that God was listening everyone else of my prayers, but He was not, was like, I was thinking that it was something like that, but was not like that. Till my little one, Fabiana, came 2002. I was a youth pastor, and she came and she said, "Brother Spiros, I need a recommendation letter from you." I was a youth pastor. I talked to them about Rhema. So she decided to come in Rhema. She did the application. She was accepted. She took the visa. 2003, she's coming to Rhema. Man. She came to Rhema and I was there. I was not only there, but I had a ruined life. I was working for years. I had the factory with car chemicals and I was working for years. Finally, I trusted some people. And in one day, I lost everything. What I was working for years and years, I lost it in one day. A guy didn't pay for me $5 million check, so I lost everything. Was the year that I had an increase, 178% increase. And I was good, famous, but with not good foundation. So when the problem came, hit me and fell down. So with the background with this, I had lost everything, even the house my mom and my dad was working for years to build for us. I had to sell it so I can pay. I was working for years so I can restore myself. I was with the youth. God was with the youth and it was miracles after miracles. But in my life was happening nothing. I wanted to come in Rhema, but seems God was not listening this prayer for me. You know? So, remember that I was broke. I had lost everything. And I wanted a way of escape. What I wanted the most? Because I was tired of my life making circles. I don't know if you are tired of your life making circles, the same things all over and all over and all over. Till I discover that you have to break this. Otherwise, your life will be there for forever the same. So when the little one came, in Greece we say little one, if you are less than me, 10, 20, 30 years, you are little one and you will be little one forever. Now we don't call everyone little one. We call the precious one. When I call you little ones, meaning I love you with all of my heart. I will support you forever. I'll die for you. This is meaning little one. So my little one came, so you can understand the Greek culture. It's not little one, you know, the least one. And she left for Rhema. I remember that evening she came to my home and I went to my pastor and I said, you know, next year I'll go to Rhema. And he said, it's okay, Spiros. Everything is going to be okay. Like, you lost the rest of your brain. It's okay. I'll be with you. Don't worry. I said, it's okay. And I had that in my mind. I want to go in Rhema. I want to go in Rhema. 9 years was then. So I said, next year I'll go to Rhema. And when I heard that Brother Hagen died, because that was my biggest dream, to see him and stay under him, I said, no more, I'll go to Rhema. And something happened. When I decided, seems that God, start to listening from heaven. And they accepted me in Rhema. So it was not easy for us, for me. Then I had some other steps to do, and visa was the next. Remember, I was a broke. I went with the other three guys, and the two Georges, if you remember, and Irini. And we went there. The counselor, I don't know how they call these guys in the ambassador, whatever. You know, you understand. Yeah. Ha, 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 guys. You know, I explained to him. And he says, it's okay, I'll give you the visa. I said, it was so easy. He says, yes, take the visa. You need to go there. Then the second guy went there, one of the Georges. And when he came out, I said, did you take the visa? And he said, you, sure, I took the visa. And I said, what did you ask you? Did he ask you? And he said, oh, he said, the ambassador asked me, what is the first commandment? And what did you answer? That give all of your tithes to your pastor. And the ambassador said, yes, you need to go there. Oh, God bless my heart. I said, are you in my youth group or not, man? Hallelujah, Jesus. So we took the visas, but then I could come here. I had another staff to go out of the border. God did miracles. And then I had only 1 month. Only 1 month. God to change my life. And I said to God, in 1 month, you can make miracles. I need this miracle. And I'm telling you something. If God wouldn't do this miracle, he would. But if would not happen that to my life, I would go back. I would cross my hands and I would die. Because I didn't want anymore this life. And I still don't want to live in mediocrity. I grew up like that. Enough is enough. And I'm telling you tonight, church, enough is enough. And it's up to you. It's not to the next to you. It's not to the circumstances. It's up to you. My life changed when I took my life and I said to my life where to go. Every year, New Year, I don't say Happy New Year. When they say to me, you have Happy New Year, I said, of course I will. Because I know I'll guide myself. And I know who is living inside of me. He will never leave me. He will never forsake me. He will be always with me. And if he is with me, who can be against me? So, praise the Lord. I came here only 1 month to change my life. In 1 month. I had so many miracles. Even the first week, one of the friends of Fabiana came here and gave me $1,000 check. Ooh, I said, I love Americans. I love. So, and I thank God. My life changed. I didn't stay 1 month. It was not easy. But God was giving me the desires of my heart. It was not easy. It was not easy for a Greek to come here. We went to celebrate one of the Georges' birthday. We went, China Star was there back then. We went there at 9:30. They were locking the doors. What are you doing, man? We are hungry. Have you seen a Greek hungry? Be careful. I'm telling you. You don't want to stay close to me. Like a tractor. Oh, my goodness. Not easy. Are you laughing, eh? Thank you. So, then we are used to walk in the streets and see people. No people in the streets here. What is wrong with you guys? I couldn't stand. And I had some people, and my brother and my sister here, do you like Broken Arrow? No! No, I don't like, man. I feel that I'm a monk in a monastery. I don't know how they call it there. And it was not easy back then. But God was with me. Maybe it's not easy for you students, but God will be always with you. And I want to congratulate you that you took the step and you dedicated yourself for one or this 2 years. I don't know how many years you're going to stay. God bless you. And from then on, one time after the other, I started to see God's miracle in my life. Miracle upon miracle. Miracle upon miracle. And the love of God. The love of God. And I'm telling you, I'm full of thankfulness and gratefulness to people that they open their arms for me. I cannot express myself. I have no words to express how thankful I am to God for my pastor and Mrs. Lynette. For me, are both pastors. I still remember when I came here, Mrs. Lynette, to say, this is your home. And when you graduate and you have problem, please come back home. We are here for you. I still remember that. I still remember that. And when I'm hearing that in the Wider Bible Seminar or Camp Binding, Wider Bible Seminar, I love that. And I give God the glory. So, God gave me this desire of my heart. It was not easy. When He gave me, when I decided to do the step. And this was the answer. From then on, I understood. It's not only to have the desire. It's to be prepared to take the step. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Desires. Woo! Full of desires. Steps. I was remembering that. God is expecting me to do the step. Now, when you have been broke, to fail again, what is the problem? Thank you for your support. What is the problem? No problem. You failed. You lost everything. Of course, now I believe it's better to do something for Jesus and fail than stay back and do nothing. That is the biggest failure for me. For me, I don't say for you. I'm speaking to myself too here. Praise the Lord. And I came here. And people opened the doors. I finished not 1 month. I finished the first year. Then the second year. Then I went to Dean Yoder. And I said, please. Because in Greece, you know, remember, I lost everything. But in Greece, they don't believe to support people. If you go and promote your vision to them, they think that you are a beggar. For that we are in this situation. So I went here in his office. I'll say everything. I'm preaching tonight. And you are lucky we don't have this camera. God. I went and I said, would find someone to help me with tuition so I can come back for the third year. I believe that I need to invest in my life more because I know that I'm called as a pastor and I need to separate myself for one more year and equip myself. And he says, sure. We'll find someone. And I said, are there a lot of opportunities? And he said, no, of course not. I said, what? And she said, he said, of course not. I said, I've got mad. Ooh. But he got mad too. And he grabbed me like that. And he says, Spiros, if I'll pay for you the school, in faith school, then where is your faith? That words, these words, changed my life. These words changed my life. And also, he became Greek to me. The Greeks, they didn't. I said so. Now I feel good. And I'm saying the same to the students in Athens and Thessalonica. I can help you. I can do a lot of things. But I am not willing to. I don't want to step in the position of God. We expect God to show up to the lives of the students. And students, we believe and we expect God to do miracles in your lives. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I finished the third year, a year of miracles for me. I came broke. I left with a bank account that never till now ran out of money. I went back to Greece. I didn't want to go back to Greece. When I came here the first year, I cut the map. I cut Greece outside from the map. It was a hole. I didn't want to go back to Greece. I said to God, there are 195 nations. I can go even in the jungle, not to Greece. He saw the hole. He said, that is the right place for you. God. So, praise the Lord. I was loving. I love God. I love the way that God opened the doors to go back. So I went there and I became an associate pastor. When he saw that the church doubled, he changed his mind. So anyway, make long story short, I took a mirror and I went to my living room and I put it there, the mirror, and I started Logos Church. And I said, 2009, the beginning of crisis. And I said, if God is with me, he has to show himself. And I put it there, the mirror, and I was preaching to myself. Oh, I welcome you tonight or today morning or whatever. Oh, thank you for coming. I was speaking to myself, to the mirror, like a service. Exactly. I was doing everything except offering because I didn't have someone to count. Like that, we started Logos Church. In a few months, people, they showed up. Then, next year, we rent the building. And when we rent the building, we went in. Was not ready, but we went in. And God opened doors to have Rhema. Rhema in Greece, the first Rhema in Greece, was beyond my imagination. It was just the dream to come in Rhema. But God giveth, will give you more than you can imagine. Think or imagine. I'm telling you. So we had the first September, we'll start the first class of Rhema, September 2010. Actually, the room we had was with inside without doors because we had to believe for doors. We had to believe. You have to exercise faith what color you have to take. For us, we have to exercise faith to take whatever color, just a door. So, and we start rain. And we thank God. We started, crisis was increasing. We started the church. We ran the building. We started Rhema. 2 months after, we started Equip. Equip is a John Maxwell's ministry. And I am country coordinator. And I start to invest in myself more and more and more so I can reach out the nation of Greece with more abilities. And I thank God. So the first year, 2010, we had Logos Church, Rhema, and Equip, and the crisis was going worst. So, oh man, the time left. So, anyway, let me run because I will not have time to tell you my name. So, God did miracle after miracle, miracle after miracle, and crisis hit Greece. The things was going worst every day, every day. Let me step out of many things. Excuse me. God did wonderful things, guys, through this crisis. I remember we were not prepared for these things that came, but God was always there. When crisis came, all the people, they lost up to 65% of their income. The taxes increased 300%. 1,280,000 people, they lost their jobs. Lately, during these years, 200,000 people, they lost their jobs too. They are expecting now 65,000 shops to close in the following month. 65,000 people. We have thousands of people making suicides. Although in Greece, if you make a suicide, the Orthodox Church don't allow you to put you in the grave. So they don't say that was suicide. People are put them out from their houses because they don't have to pay the banks. People are very depressed, very oppressed, and everything in est. But God is there. For those depend on God, God is there. I'm saying to my people, even the things will go double or double of double worst, don't be afraid. If God is with you, that make the difference. I give God the glory. Before I continue, I would like to show you a video that we made last time. Maybe the sound is not good, but you're going to have a picture of what is happening in Greece. Please.
Greece, the motherland, the cradle of civilization, a nation steeped in history from the ancients to today. A spectacularly beautiful country with more than 2,500 iconic islands, white sands and blue waters. With a population of 11 million inhabitants whose main religion is Christian Orthodoxy, there are less than 30,000 born-again believers, which make up less than 0.3% of the population. Greece, the country of democracy and philosophy, the canvas of the New Testament and early Christianity, the home of the Thessalonians, the Philippians, the Corinthians, and the Athenians. Greece, the country with such a rich history, which seems to have lost all our hope for the future as it faces one of the biggest challenges because of political instability, economic crisis, and a high rate of unemployment. Statistics show that from 2008 to today, 1.28 million jobs have been lost. General statistics on unemployment exceed 28%. Official unemployment among the young generation is over 58%. As a result, more than 8,000 hopeless souls committed suicide last year. The youth is in total despair. Family foundations are shaken. A huge number of families are financially ruined and have lost their homes and all that they have. The divorce rate has increased. Homeless rates have increased. A huge number of companies and shops have closed overnight. There has been a significant increase of people suffering from depression, from despair, frustration and insecurity, which has caused them to rise up and riot against the government. Confusion has led to the Greeks choosing the worst for them. As they look for a way out of this situation, they have started to vote for the Nazi Party. The Nazi Party today has 15% of the vote and are officially part of the parliament and are continuously growing. Right at the time when one would think that things could not get any worse, another wave of crisis has hit the nation. A huge flux of hundreds of thousands of immigrants from the war-torn areas have been making their way to Greece. The situation is indescribable. Families with little children, newborn babies, sick people traveling for days and days, putting their lives at risk. Now they are living under awful conditions, lacking the basic necessities for living, with poor health and hygiene. In the natural, this is more than what Greece can handle. A nation that has already been brought to its knees by the events of the leadership crisis and hopelessness of the past few months. From debt to more debt. From bank closures to capital controls, from elections to referendum to elections again. For Greece, it has been a constant crisis within a crisis. Now is the time for believers all over the world to stand together as one voice, one body, one hand, seeing and doing what Jesus declared in Matthew 25. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. We cannot do this alone, and we are calling on our family all over the world to join with us in being a light in this present darkness. Your prayers are coveted. Your donations are much needed. Your presence would be a great blessing.
Hallelujah. This is some of the things we are facing in Greece. And actually, the last picture, the daddy with the two kids, are the kids that they found sunk. How was that? Drowned in Turkey. He lost his two kids, these kids, and his wife. And we see every day pictures of families, of kids drowned. In the sea. Now, before I leave, 60 boats in one island, one day. Remember that. These are thousands, 3,000, 4,000 every time. In a Greek island, it's by itself 15,000-20,000. Now we have 30 or 40,000 in every island of refugees and immigrants, because not all are refugees, not all are coming from Syria. We have people from Afghanistan, Iraq, and other cities, or Pakistan, or whatever. And I'm not against the people, because they leave their countries for a better life. But the situation is very, very bad, and it's getting worse. Remember that in Greece, we have 1.5 million people that they lost their jobs. How many hundreds of thousands of families they lost, like they don't have even the basics. And so as church, we are working for this situation. The situation is very bad and it's getting worse. Now other countries around, they open their arms, and I thank God for that, so they can accept these people. But these people, they come through Greece. And I'm telling you something. When I came here, some people opened their arms to me. I remember the arms of Pastor Bill Ray, that he was there to me. Mariana, Dindad, Pastor Yoder, and many others. I still remember Teresa in media department, that when I was doing mistake, she was always there supporting me. No problem, Brother Spiros. You are doing good. I remember when I didn't have even the basics, people, they were coming and helping me. I left from here, not only spiritual equipped, but totally emotional equipped, having a wonderful example in my heart. And when I went back to Greece, from then and on, I exercised what God used you guys to give me. And this is what we are doing. We are not afraid of the crisis. For sure, I would like to have something else. Enjoy myself in a Greek island, in a cruise. Ha, ha, ha. But I still enjoy myself seeing miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle in my life and my people's life. When my people, I remember, the situation is very bad. I remember years ago, no now, now it's a lot more worse. When I went to a bank, was two kids, for us kids, for you, whatever, like 15 and 17, well-dressed. And they came and say, sir, could we tell you something? Could we ask you something? I said, sure. Please don't punish us. I still remember. I said, it's okay. You know, because we are from Albania, they could be Greeks. My mom, our mom, moms, went to Albania to find another job because here there is no job in Greece. And she left us alone. And we are hungry. We don't have to eat. Please forgive us, but can you give us, can you bring us to have a meal? I said, for sure. And I brought the kids, the guys, to have a meal, and we helped them as a church. I still remember when I was in the Salonika, a lady called me, 65 years old, with a crippled husband. She said, son, I said, yes. You know, your daddy, she was not my mom, he was not my daddy, but we say, you know, mama. And he says, she started screaming, not crying, screaming. He has to eat for 2 days because I didn't have something to buy. I said, why you didn't say that before? And I called Bruna, and we brought food to her. You know, now we have ministers. We don't have gasoline to put in their cars and to go there to minister to people. I have a couple, actually not couple, father and a son, that they don't have a job. Mommy, she died by an accident, and they have nothing and no one to help. And I said, we can help. They said, we don't want to come in the church. No problem. The love of God can reach you anywhere. The love of God can reach you everywhere. So what I want to tell you is that we need help. We need people. We need people to pray for us, a standby with us. Also, we need people, if God puts you in your heart, to come and help us there. And we need help in any kind. How you could, God put you in your heart to help in this bad situation. For us, I believe we take that as a great opportunity. For me, it's a momentum. Because I had the Muslim nations in my heart. Now I have the Muslims in my door. And I'm going outside and I'm talking to them about the love of Jesus. Amen. Nothing else. Especially we tell them to know. We don't want you. We don't want to touch you, to touch your religion. but we want to express the love of our God to you by splitting what we have and give you the half to you. And what is happening? One after the other, they accept Jesus as Savior. And we give God the glory. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. I wanted to close by, before we have made these cards and the ushers, they have that. But before we share that with you, someone wants to take, no problem. If you don't worry. Before I share that with you, I want to tell you something. I want to close with by saying thank you to people that they invest in me. And I really appreciate. God only knows how much I appreciate what you deposited to me, you invested to me. And I'm telling you something. Whatever you were saying, and also what I was looking, because some people, they say other things and they are doing other things. And we are here as Rhema family to help each other. And with any way for His glory. Amen. God bless you. Privilege to be in such a wonderful, with such a wonderful people. God bless you. Thanks, sir.
Hallelujah. Those of you that want one of those brochures that he has, the ushers will get those to you. And we want to get ready to receive an offering for Brother Spittos. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 5 and verse 17, in the Contemporary English Version, it says, church leaders who do their job well deserve to be paid twice as much, especially if they work hard at preaching and teaching. It is just as the scriptures say, don't muzzle an ox when you're using it to grind grain. You also know the saying, workers are worth their pay. And so we are told here how to treat those who share a good word. I don't know about you, but I'm inspired by the faith that I see here. The faith that's been expressed. It is difficult, but we're not shying away from it. We don't hide. But we are embracing the challenge, and we believe that God is more than enough. Amen. And so we see the faith that is being expressed here through Brother Spittos concerning the countries that he's ministering in. And so here's this verse. This verse shows us proper etiquette towards a minister like that, and that is to share what we have with him. Our proper response is outlined here. That is that we are to give of what we have to him. And so it is very true, my friends. Listen, it is absolutely beyond, I would say it this way, beyond the American mind what somebody like this faces on a daily basis. I'm not making it a sad thing for him. I'm saying faith is a way of life for somebody like that. And we get to be involved in that expression of faith toward God. And so I don't know about you, but I'm challenged to give of what I have, because I want to be in on the faith, on the things that are happening through this man as he walks by faith. Amen. I can at least give a gift by faith. Isn't that right? Do what you can for this minister, and I want to tell you this, God will do what he can for you. How many of you believe God can? Amen. God responds to what we do for others by giving us his blessings. So let's pray. Let's give. Let's do something. Don't let this opportunity pass you by to do something to help change and affect nations through this ministry. Father, we thank you that you are helping each person to give of what they have, to to reach in their pocket by faith and say, I was going to use this for something else, but I'm going to give it in faith, believing for you, God, to meet my needs, and for God, you to bless Brother Spittos and the ministry that you have given him. We thank you now for the abundance blessings that you're bestowing upon throughout the body of Christ, as the body of Christ stands together and works together in this process of sowing and reaping, and in ministering to those who do not yet know you, and in raising up those who know you but they do not have what they need. And so we thank you for that now. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you as you give. We're ushers are there, and so we're glad for that. If I'd have my prayer team members come forward at this time, we are fortunate to have prayer teams that are able to pray the prayer of faith with you, as you have needs. You can come and share what you need, your need, and they will be able to pray with you. We have the guys on this side, the ladies on this side, and so we want to encourage you to keep Brother Spittos in prayer and the ministry there, the schools there in Greece and Thessalonica, and I know that there are other schools on his heart, and so we want to being involved in that through our prayers and our giving. Amen. Hallelujah. Anything else? Anything else that needs to be covered? Ladies, last night, church service to get your early bird special. Go out there in the north lobby and take advantage of that. Anything else? Okay, very good. Let's stand. I want you to do something. I want you to just grab your neighbor's hand and tell him, I'm believing God with you. You're my brother and my sister, and I'm believing God with you. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for coming to Rhema Bible Church tonight. Don't forget Wednesday night, hour of power at 7 p.m. Come expecting, and we will see you then. Those of you that need prayer for any reason, come on down, and they will be able to help you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.